let's just go over one paragraph, and I just want to make one point. I'll try to make points here and there, and I hope to finish this, maybe start the next shirish, we'll see. Okay. V'zeh ha-shirish, dak lehovin me'oid, means kosher lehovin me'oid. V'ofen dakusim, the keishi is mashe sapalcho. V'zeh shekol mashe omo chachomim boi, sh'adov ha-ploni ma'akfin zeh zeh, hinei hu mavuo, shei mitzvah achas. K'mo ha-boz ha-mini, shebalulu, ולך מפונים עם לבוי נזעקה, שתהיה סעימו, שלשני מזה, הסתום ובזיקים אך מזה זה. זה עצמא אקלי. זה מבוא שיבי סחס. וכן, כל מה שיסבוי לכו, שהתחלס המבוקש, see he never introduced תחלס before, he really did introduce it, Lubu, which says, when he talked about Lubu, שנשמח, but now he's saying it very clearly, וכן כל מה שיסבוי לך, שהתכלס המבוקש לא יגיע בחלק אחד מאיסן החלוקים. הנה הוא מבוא, כי קיבוצו means the conglomerate, הוא, בסך הכל, הוא העניין הנמנה. The עניין הנמנה. Okay, again, clearly עניין. And then he says, "Kmo kos mesera, she's boil chor, she ilu begod the frumim levad v'le fol roishay v'le ota asofam v'le kola tome tome shule osa dovo." He didn't do anything. Um or klum. Okay, we don't know this, but he says we point this out. She's boil chor. This concludes you should draw. וכן תהלוסוי לא יסגיע אלא בכל מה שזוכו מהציפורים ועץ ארז ואיזו שני תולס והגילוח. Okay? ועוז הגיע לא יתאר. Okay, הגיע. Now, there's something interesting going on over here. See, one could make a point that after everything's said and done, if there's one sivui which basically is on all the various halakim, so they understand that the various halakim should not be counted, but the sivui should be counted. And that's very clear. Lekachtem lechem v'yom rishon pleit for the kapas tvorim. Okay? However, the interesting thing comes when you have, for example, the case of Begodav Yeruflumin v'roi. Bereisha yeh, begad yufrumin, bereisha yeh forua. Okay. Be asofim yate, betomei tomei yikra. So there's a basic that it's sivui, a separate sivui for each individual case. Correct. And that's not so bad. So you say you don't count the halakim, okay? But there's no actual tzivui which is on the conglomerate. There's only a separate tzivui on the disparate acts. And what we're doing over here is we're creating yesh me'ayin for many disparate acts into one big tzivui which we're calling the mitzvah. Okay? And this, I pasha, you can only do if it has tachlis echod, the ki'ilu. Through the tachlis echod, we introduce a new tzivui. That is a conglomerate of all the tzivuim together. That's point number one. The Omnom, he says, the Omnom, Mokamakeshihu, Bidvorim, She'omu Behem, Eina Ma'ak from Zezer. If it says Eina Ma'ak from Zezer, okay, Ki Oilim Machshova, She'achre She'ilo Chalokim, Kol Chelik Mehem, Bilti Tzor L'Chaveroi, She'kol Chelik Mitzvnei Atzmoi. They're separate tzivuyim and not mocking each other. See, each one exists independently. So why should you postulate? Why should you postulate a tzivuy akolel making it the whole mitzvah? K'moy omrom atcheles eino makevis as a lovon. Valovon eino makevis es atreles. Valovon eino makevis atreles. Hine hoye efsho, or I said it's more better to say that we would have said so, she hoyino oimrim, she noim eshalovon, but treles yimnuk mitzvah, shte mitzvahs. Lule ma she motzono lahem, lo she mevua, lechach memesoretz lahem, but Mechilta to Rabbi Yishmael. We discuss what Mechilta to Rabbi Yishmael is. The Sefer Zuta here. V'omru shom, omru means the Chachmei Meseira. Yochel shehen shtei mitzvahs. Mitzvahs tcheles u mitzvahs lovon. Tamaloyma voya lechem letzitzis. Mitzvah achas v'en shtei mitzvahs. Okay. So last week, at the end, we discussed that this is not only telling us minyan mitzvahs, but the Rambam in Mishneh Torah and in Pirush Mishnayis says the sense is one mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs, it's one kiyum. That's what I quoted out this Rambam, Perek Aleph of Tzitzis Aloch Ehei. Afapi shein echad mehen ma'akev es chaveroi, einen shtei mitzvahs, ele mitzvahs asei achas. Omu chachomu yishrinim, oi lechem tzitzim lamin shnei mitzvah achas, vuchulei. Ba'aloi veish tal shesh boi lovon, oi tcheles, o shnei hem keechod, hayki mitzvah asei achas. So you enumerate the kiyumim through knowing what? Through knowing minyan mitzvahs, correct? So I pointed out last week that even though that Rambam assumes true, but obviously named the Zayda, the way he used to interpret it, that a Talis Tav Tchelis plus Lavan is a enhanced kiyum, but it's not two kiyum; it's only one kiyum. And I said that maybe what the Ram is working with is something like the Ramban, the Lotz Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zakisil be Israel vehikuchim on Torah mitzvahs, that the kiyumim depend upon minyan mitzvahs. That is what I got. The interesting thing is the mirror image of this. I'll explain to you what I mean. What about Isurim? Okay. A loivish beggar of Dalek Kanfois, bleed sitzis, is Uyver. The Gemara said, if you remember, the Ram quotes it in Cherish Chi, is Iver al Tcheles, the Alovon, Vava Hoy Lechem Litzitzis, and Ava Kamfos Ksuscha, Gedil Tassalacha. Okay? So, On one hand, it's an amazing thing. He's saying that Kiyumim, okay, I thought it's an interesting question. So that's why I didn't want to answer the question last week at the end, because I don't just like, you know, it's not fair, really. On one hand, in terms of Kiyumim, it's one Kiyum. Okay? And on the other hand, the Gemara says, is over Bezi Suim. I hate Suim. But the Ram says, oh, this Hei Suim is not like the case in the Ichai Five Malkias. Because really one Shem, but it means Kefil or something like that. Okay. So all I'm just wondering is what does all this mean? Okay. So, all I just want to tell you is l'chira, I would have assumed that the smucha from this is that the Isa is not the bittul kiyum mitzvah, because the bittul kiyum mitzvah is the same kiyum, unless you want to say the same way that tchilas tchilas malovin is enhanced. So the bittul is enhanced. That's the pshat in the Gemara, okay? Or you can say that a levishas talis blade sits in Isa, and Isuim, you could measure them in Isue, oivabasei, you could measure them not in terms of kima mitzvahs, might have separate standards. That's correct, that's amazing. And I saw there's such a thing as Ki'ilu and Isa of Levisha, independent of the Kiyum, because Biskarov points us out in Menachos, when he talks, when he talks about Rabbi Yishmael says that Abed Sitz Ein Mach Zu Zu, he says, why does the Gemara suggest a Nafkamina? If you have three tzitzis, we're three, and Shalom Yisrael. So he says, like this, this is in Lama Zayim HaBeis, so he, my time will come enough to mean, hey, he de ein lo ele shleish the tzitzis, to be shmol the choshe dala mitzvahis, chayim liksho, rabbonin hayu kamo she'ino. L'choy much mizeh, Kashit Zasavri, Tim Eno Tzitzias, the Osalul Bosh Hatalis. Okay, because if Eno Tzitz a Chalomus, but if it's an Isa, so it's a Chalisa. In Cain, Enaf Kamina, Tafil Bishmo, Osa Lavisha, Mishu Chosan, Chsoan Ravi. So you have three Kiyumim, but you can have an Isa at the same time. Okay, just say whatever you like. All I'm just pointing out is an amazing thing that you can differentiate and talk about, say it's one kilu, and still have kilu five yisur. Okay, and five I say. I thought that you'd find interesting. Now, what I want to do is just be honest with you, okay? What?
You said it's not just a bittul of Asay, it's an independent Isser.
There's an Isser of Levisha of a beggar without the Dalat Tzitzis, a beggar of Dalat Kanfas without Tzitzis. It's not because of the bittul of Mitzvah.
And how do we get derive that Isser?
That, the same way any Isser Asay, you might derive from the thing. This, basically, to give you an example, okay? I don't know if I mentioned you last week. I think I mentioned that Moshe, the Rav used to say over from Moshe Soloveitchik that I think I heard it when I discussed with Moshe Truist, that he doesn't believe that even if Tchilas Makavis Alovman, Lov Makavis Tchilas, okay? However, since it says, Al Kanfe Vigdeim, L'Dere Som, there's a chefs of tzitzis, even though you're not Makai in the mitzvah. Okay? Even though you're Makai in the mitzvah, Lov and Levad. Even according to the Baal Mor, that's why the Rav probably did not use the approach they use in Brisk, that Rav Chaim was makpid on the Baal Amor, but the way he interpreted the Ramim, ain't a tzitzah gemura masri, okay? So it comes out, then, what would happen? I wear this beged with love on, and not Makai in the midst of tzitzis. But I'm not over the Issa. And he thought that there shouldn't be a problem wearing it on Shabbos because of that. But that would be true. When they say Yiddish, Alein Gemach, Tegzeh, Sakosov, Al Kanfei Vigdeim, Udur Reisom. You have to know what's the Pshat. Al Kanfei Vigdeim, Udur Reisom. Okay? So that's what he said. But say I'm not getting involved. But this is what comes out. And this is what he's saying, that you could differentiate between, you know, for example, you know, there are different issues. See the Menchas Chinuch, which is not Raya. If you want another example, the Menchas Chinuch says eating out of the sukkah is an Issa. So, Mitzah Bob Aveli, you're not Makayin, it's a sukkah, but you didn't eat outside, but it's a sukkah, okay? So what they suggest is mechates is a separate isa meaning outside the sukkah. It's the bittul kima mitzvah. So you have to know when you say this and when you don't say this, okay? But that's the definition. But if it says oiva behei asay, that l'chol is the gemara saying there's an isa. Now, next. What I want to present, you know, is just an honest evaluation of the way the Vosh learns the Rambam. And I want to suggest the various problems with it and suggest another approach in the Rambam. And I'll tell you, I'm not, you know, who me ani lekanes bein. But, you know, you'll see the issues, and you'll see what I suggested, okay? The Ivosh, in Sim Kuf Lamed Zayin, writes the following. Umitam Zeh, in terms of the interpretation of this Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael, what's going on in Rambam, why is Tchilus and Lovon actually one mitzvah, okay? Umitam Zeh, Shena Ma'akvin, Mono Isan means Tfilin, L'shtei Mitzvahs B'cheshman Tayyak. He says the reason why Tfilin are two mitzvahs, because Eina Ma'akvin Zuzu. That we'll see is a problem. I don't know where he got this from. It's amazing. Okay? Kmoshe Shanino, Kmoshe Nisboy, excuse me, B'seif HaMitzvahs B'ikah Yud Aleph. So, the Ramdeh does not talk about tefillin, but he means that is Eina Machna Zuazu is the reason the Zu is too much. I assume that's what he's saying. You know, he says, oh, the statement in Cherish Yud Aleph, okay. But you have to look at Minyan Mitzvahs because he has a different explanation there. It's a chesed, I don't know where he's coming from. Okay, Beseder. V'afa pi shemona tchilis v'alobo the mitzvah achas. And we need Livosh. Pish. Afa pi shein machn zeze zakasher zeu mit bnei shemotze kein be mechilta mavur betchelz lomet shein mitzvachas. That's very good. Okay. Now until that point, we're okay. Then it comes and says vatam. Okay, vatam. Vatam. Oh, Und das steht in der Mechilta, okay? Vatam! Mit Bereiche hing meise Echot. Levisches hat Chilis, Valov und Yachad. Vuhu ishim nachas. It's one meise! Auf ein Pischen machen sie es. Nein, Pshat, in der Tadoss, in der Mechilta. I don't know what he's doing. He called the Mechilta. You know, where does he get this from? And what this is? This is amazing. Okay?
Did the Ramban in Sloga say this? He said this.
What?
The Ramban says this.
Then what?
This Maisa Echad explained Tzvillin, the difference between Tzvillin and Tzitzis.
He says that. He says that's why he would explain like that. Well, that's Pshat and Rambo.
I thought he was saying Pshat and Rambo.
Okay, I certainly, whatever it is, okay. So
I don't know. I didn't see it.
It could be. It could be. You want the Ramban? We'll make it the Ramban. Okay. But let's just see. That's what Ram says. I'm not okay. Good to say that. Okay. So first of all, this is not such a great kasha. It's not. What is the mitzvah sitzes? Because the Rambam in Minyan HaKotzer says the mitzvah sitzes last of sitzes. Okay. And the Prati mitzvahs, he says mitzvah say achas vi lasi sitzes al kamfei migdei. So even though you can explain that the asiya should be part of Nusach HaMitzvah, as the Rav said, wherever the asiya might be Chal Hashem, like we said by Shem and HaMishcha, it could go into Nusach HaMitzvah. Okay. However, if you hold Sittis Chovas Gavro, that the moment of Chas and Membeza and Membeza, that's what you're passing, that's the way we should be passing, okay? So then, l'cheira, there's certainly mitzvah levitcha, and that's Rambam in Uchus Boch is perigid alvo ches. V'chol mitzvah sheish achasi osa tzivui, acher, ein oi mevorech ela b'shas sheoisa tzivui, achroi. Keitzer oise v'chulei, tzitzis oi tfil v'chulei, ein oi mevorech b'shas asi v'chulei, v'ese mevorech b'shas v'chulei v'shoa v'chulei 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 v'chulei. They skipped a few words, but that's it. But maybe Fakert, the Ram's last race. I don't know, okay, I won't even say this, what I want to say, okay. The Ram's last race is very similar to what he does in Minyan HaMitzvahs proper, Mitzvah Yudalit. Because look at Minyan HaMitzvahs, Kapach, okay, in Yudalit. Hatzivui shenitztavinu b'maase hatzitzis. And here, Kapach says it means the tfiya, the tliya, plus the ituf. And he also says in the maase of tfilin and the maase of mezuzah. So the last says, I assume it's some type of translation of that, but it means the whole thing. Because it's l'cheira, it's very strange to say the Ram is saying the mitzvah is the asiya, you know, okay? But that's what it seems to say in the Hebrew that we have. But in terms of the translation of the Arabic, which, you know, it doesn't seem to go that way necessarily, okay? It's a very interesting observation. So I wouldn't take the Ram to task, wouldn't take the Rivosh Ramban to task because of this. However, what is the Rambam bothered by here? The Rambam says there's something, there's a mokum akeshi, there's something very difficult, okay? And if the Maisa is that the vault is, because there's one Levisha, one Maisa, you know, it's not as difficult as you would have assumed that the Ram is making the Shurish. That's what I would have said. But okay, I can live with it. You want it, it can happen. Okay? I say that. But Ilu Dovazer, why does the Rambam need a Tesis beer? She had a Kavonis Mitzis Sitzis, Zloman Tizku. You don't need anything. It's the Chador Poshet. It's the Chwan Levishim, Cholma Yisrael. You know, it's, you know, he, you know, according to Ramban or the Chivash, El Zokht, you know, the Ram is saying one thing, and he said, they're saying he says something else, L'chayr. That's okay? Hello? Okay. Vesu! Trivosh is machadish. Anukriveya in minyan mitzvahs. The maise echon makes one mitzvah. And if you look at the whole sherish, and the end of the sherish, the way he ends off, and the whole synopsis of the end of the sherish, is that mitzvahs are in yoni hateva. And it's an extension when he says the sherish chi. If the vault is, then it basically should have been two mitzvahs, great of akuzu azu. Oh, but just one maisa. So, this is the epilogue to a discussion about tzitzis doesn't make much sense. Okay? Is that fair? Did the list? You know, the first question, I think, is okay. But, you know, I think it's fueled with the second two, because the second two are basically, you know, is lo motzinu yodeinu, and Ode. The Rivosh basically says, Monsieur Rambam, that tefillin are two mitzvahs because it's two meisim, right? Okay? But the Rambam doesn't speak about them in Cherishir Aleph, but speaks about them in Minyan HaMitzvahs. And he says something else. Okay? So you ask me if that's enough, you know, to suggest a different approach. Abu, he says, the Rivosh says, Abu Betfilin, like a pulp the cloud. Vagam ein gemola le mishnezu shel tefillin. Lo pshitusa, the more than discuss it. V'chein hevi olif zal, bilchus tefillin. V'chein a rambam. V'chein mitam zeh, she'en amak v'zeh zeh. Monois l'shtei mitzvahs. The reason why is she'en amak v'zeh zeh, correct? Kmo shnizboy zeh b'sefer b'mitzvah b'sefer mitzvahs b'ikol yudalef. Open up to mitzvahs. Say yud gimel minyan mitzvahs. Ni Ram says very clearly that the term that film is two mitzvahs is because the matkiyat shmua, who are the Bali HaMesir and the Tayyad Mitzvahs, said that Tfilin Shalosh and Tfilin Shiar is two mitzvahs. Chebredi Shalim, Stach two meisim, what do you need this whole shtickle to you? What is Ram working very hard? All that is say is Eina Mach Mizu Azu and Shalom HaYisrael. So the embassy is, the Rambam is working just the opposite. Because he heard that Tfilin basically Misvara should have been one Inyan. And maybe the whole issue of Einam Atma Zezeh shouldn't be enough. Until he found that the Matiki Hashmur said, and you'll see what the Matiki Hashmur said, let's see what he quotes. He quotes the Ma'am Menachis. Hatziv Vishnit Savino, okay, Mr. Suisi, sorry. He says like, V'haraya ala yis tefillin shel yad u'tefillin shalosh v'shel yad shtei mitzvahs om b'gmur menachis atzad ha'teima mimi shiachshav tefillin shalosh u'shel yad lo yaniach echad mehen mibilti o acher ela b'yis shtei lefon av yachad maime zeh l'shoinoi man delesle shtei mitzvahs. Had the mitzvah loli ovid, klima mishul yochul lasis shtei mitzvahs lo yase. Achas ein okein el yase ha mitzvah shehi biyodoi. For aniach eze mehen שיהיו ביודעי. הנה כבר הספויר לך קום בתפילות של יד, של ראש ושל יד, שתי מצוות, אותו דבר, כתקשבו, אותו שתי רמבה. But you can interpret it differently. So, okay, if you think that we should spend time to try to answer these kashas, I'm with you and I'm ready to hear your approach, okay? I want to suggest a different approach, okay? Is that fair? Okay, say. The approach is like this. Dram mes mokma keishi. Because kol mokm shom matik yashmur, she'ine matmen zeh zeh, have a beiz mitzvah, v'loi mitzvah achas. And therefore, that's what he says. He says himself that if it had not been Gzeiros HaKosuv and the Sifri Zuta, we would have said that the two mitzvahs is not the Efshah. Rav Chaim Heller has it in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, but it's like Kapach, and I think Kolach had it. That's what it would say. We would have said that it's two in Yonei HaTeira and it's two mitzvahs. Correct? So even though the Matiki HaShmur say it's Minyan Mitzvah Achas, the Rambam learns that the Matiki HaShmur have to keep the rules of the game. You'll excuse me that I'm using such vernacular, you know, slang. And the rule is, okay, the rule is that Minyan HaMitzvah is a Minyan HaNinyan HaTeira. So the Rebbeinu Lishol, how could they do such a thing? So comes the Rambam and says, Oto steht in the Teira, Leman Tisku, Oto Tota the Tachlis, from the mitzvah of Kriyas and Lavan is the same. So once we have that, so there's no problem. So Matiki Kashmur can say it's mitzvah achas. Again, the Rambam was not satisfied. Because a priori you say Kriyas, Kriyas and there's Lavan and whatever, and it's two separate things, okay? Two separate in Yonei HaTeira. You would say two separate in Yonei HaTeira. So that's the Ram says that even the Matik HaShmur are not enough. You need this Eretz Tikkun, L'man Tisku. And that's the Ram, therefore he ends the Sheirish with the whole issue of Yonei HaTeira. But they're okay there. It's Mamish Gvaldik. And that's the Mokom HaKeishi. And that's the Shtikl Teru, the Matorah. That's what he says, the Matorah, or the Kavanas HaMitzvah. Because without that, there's no place to stand.
But Tefillin is the opposite.
And Tefillin, that's what I'm saying, Tefillin, he assumes a priori. He assumes, but since they said there's Shtei Mitzvahs, he falls off his assumption. Okay.
Is that called playing with is that but if it's one and then it's two mitzvahs?
I understand that. So he assumed that within that they say it's a separate inyan of kshira on lev and kshira on roish, and it's a whole different inyan. And there's a discussion about this. This how it's mashlim when it comes to other, I'm not getting involved in this, okay? Some assume that it's one inyan. If it's one inyan, according to Ram, that's impossible. Because that's what he's ending the Sheirish with. He says everything depends on Yonei HaTeira. Okay? So the oddity is, okay, the only, if you want, is just an oddity, that over here, with a Makfin Zuazu, okay, and he assumes from that per se, and it's two in Yonim, and even as Xeris HaKosuv, and they say that it's mitzvah achas. Okay? From that, he still needs an explanation of it. In tefillin, he just does the opposite. He assumes even a machin is that's not enough. Okay? So he says, to if it seems to be one Indian, that wouldn't be enough. And the Matiki Hashem would tell you this, they're telling you it's two Inyanim. Because here you have everything. I don't know how bad it is. Okay? There's an amazing thing. Just this Rambam, Rivash, whatever you want, you know, in juxtaposition to the Ram, to the Lushanis of Ram, I thought you'd find very interesting. I found it amazing. And then I would tell you that L'cheira, you have to say just the opposite of Avraham ben Aramba. Okay? But I don't know. I just don't know how you do it. Not like that. In Maisa Nisim, in Simon Hay, he writes the following. Ki elu shtei mitzvus shel tefillin michulokim. Okay? Vi af sheheimo letachlis echot. Okay? So I ask you, what does that mean? Tachlis doesn't mean Indian. They need to have a... No, what's going on? The Ram clearly says that everything depends on your Neyatera. And there's no, you know, those are the rules of the game. Excuse me. So I'm just saying I can't swallow this, okay? Beseda? Okay. Now, let's just now, and let's see it, you know, through to the end. So now, the end is very good. Look at the end of the Shirish. The end of the Shirish. Hine, for he spoiled lecho, shafilu, achalokim, she'en makin zeze, Pomin you mitzvah. There's such a possibility. Without this, without these two things, the Sifri Zuta, together with the Shtikol Torah L'man Tizku, he couldn't have said it. Pomin you mitzvah achas, kesheyeye ho'inyin echod. That is the basis of everything. And he clearly says, "Shiyin echad." Doesn't say, "Pomim shiyu mitzvah achas shiu ma'ase echad." He says, "Shiyin inyan echad." Correct? Ki akavono. And how do you know that it's inyan echad? Ki akavono betzitzes leman tisku in kein kol klal adovo. Hamachayev, it should be a maybe. Lizikolon, yimne, klal means the conglomerate, anything or everything that brings to this zikolon should be mitzvah achas. That's b'sei the gomor, right? So that's what I'm explaining now. Okay, now, but it's very clear that this is working within your neatera, correct? Hine. Loi nisha alonu imkein shenabit biminyin hamitzvus li omrom ma'akvin ve'enom ma'akvin. Ki im. This, I don't know, this sentence is very strange. It means that this is not enough, this is insufficient. In Cain, Shenabit b'minyan mitzvus lo omrom. We have to la'am ha'isui mitzvah. Shenabit means that we have to be look with scrutiny, because that's not enough to know this, okay? Ki'im, because this by itself is insufficient. Because you have tzitzis, right? Ki'im elo inyan levad. Amim hu inyan echon o inyan merabim. It means there's nothing in this shoresh which is against that minyan amitzis is a minyan of inyoni hatera. Correct? Kamo should be alnu. Kamo should be alnu. B'sheirish hatashii me'elu ashoshim. Kamo should be alnu. B'sheirish chii me'elu ashoshim. She'anachnu oiskimo mishtadlu leva'aro. So it means again that we're working exactly everything goes together with Sherish Chi. And Sherish Chi is the yisid that minyan mitzvahs is a minyan of minyan ha'atera. And all this discussion about tachlis, ma'akivin, ne'eno ma'akivin, how you evaluate the mitzvah, is a question of inyan ha'atera. Correct? Now, so then it comes out that this gufa, the fact that it's tachlis echod, or inyan echod, is a new way to make a tzivra kolo. See, in tzitzis you have no problem, because you can say, well, you're lechem le tzitzis, if it's a melamed, or it's a tzivri, whatever it is, or a kanfe, gzirim tas lecha kanfe, whatever it is. But in heke mitzera, in taris mitzera, lechem you need that. Now, I just want to read to you. You see, this line over here, Ki'im elo inyan levad, e'im hu inyan echod, o inyan rabim, the Rav Avram says in Maisa Nisim, in Simon Hay, Ein ma'amoroi b'seif ha'sheresh Misnaged l'mashi yishrishu b'tchilosei. Aber kavonis ma'amora ba'achrino v'onisho im ken shenabit b'minyin ha'mitzis el ma'imo ma'akvin v'ein ma'akvin ma'akvin v'ein ma'akvin ki loy kol ma sheloy ne'ma boy ma'akvin או שני מאים הבאקבין, בפירש שתי, בפירש שתי מצווס בהכח, אבל מה שנוי מבוי מאקבין זה זה, היא מצווה אחס, באין חולי כמו שבאר בתחילו, וזבוני כי דק הוא דק, he just makes it look more confusing, I think. וחיי כי לשוין הזל בסוף אשר יש אינו בורו, והנובן בוי בורו, Lisnatlus Lukeshi Mashinutzimer. He says this is not clear. I didn't think that it was so. In Cain, Shinabit Beminyan Amitzis, Liomra Ma'akvin, Veino Ma'akvin. If it says Ma'akvin, so we know it's one mitzvah. If it says Eino Ma'akvin, we don't really know. But even knowing that it's one mitzvah of Ma'akvin, we know that it's one Inyan. So really, by looking at, he says, in Kenk Shenabit, B'minyin HaMitzvah, L'omrom, Ma'akvin, Eino Ma'akvin, that's insufficient. Because really, even if you say that it's makvin, really what you're seeing is that it's one inyan. Okay, and if it's ain't a makvin, l'chayra, you see that it's two inyan. But if I can prove to you that it's one inyan, so then the ain't a makvin is irrelevant. So l'chayra, that is exactly what he says, correct? Okay. Okay, now, I guess we can start for a few minutes the 12th Shurish. Okay? So let's just maybe try to just introduce it a little bit, and then we'll pick it up in Mitzvah Shem next week. Ashirish Ashnei Moso She'ein Roy Lilmoid Chelke Hamalocha Me'amalochas. That's up Chaim Hela. And Kapach the Shein Roy Lumois Chelke Asiya Misuyemes. The Mem Aleph he always translates as Misuyem. Okay? And that was in many different places, okay? Now, Shein Roy Lumois Chelke Amalocha Me Amalochas or Asiya Chelke. So the interesting thing is the thing rings again. They're both Yud Aleph and Yud Bey, they're talking about Chalokim. Okay? We're talking about Chalokim of different things. Because the Yud Aleph are talking about Chalokim of mitzvahs. And in Yud Bey's, we're talking about Chalokim of Asiya Mesuyemis, whatever that means. That's like, you know, very strange. Shebo Hatzivui. Or maybe it's better to say kapach and koach seishin it's tavino. She'in roi limnois asi chelke asi musiemis she nitztivon she nitztavino basiosom So what are we talking? What's Asiya? What, you know, the thing is just, you know, a little bit odd. Okay. What's this Maisa? What's this Asiya? Who? What? Okay. Let's continue. Just read a little bit. I'm just telling you stuff. You know, it's almost like it's like a different language. Yedua she'anachnu pom, this anachnu Reb Chaim Hela, I don't know where it comes from, okay? And it's probably just superfluous. And I think it's better to read it. Yedua she'pomim nitztavinu. Okay? That's where the translation in everyone is, right?
She'yesh she'nitztavinu.
Oh, she'yesh? Oh, pomim, she'yesh. It's all the same type of thing, okay? Yeah, okay? Pomim, or Sheyesh, Pom, whatever you want, okay? I'm interested in Nitztavino. He says Nitztavino, correct? Here's where things become amazingly interesting, okay? Because the word in the Arabic is nun sin resh ayin. Okay? It's like the Shran and the Sri, okay? And I had a discussion with Rav Korach Shlita, and after the discussion, going back and forth, even though he'd also translated it, you know, he agreed that the better translation be שהוירה לנו. שהוירה לנו המעשה מן המעשה. It's like it's Mamish Greek, excuse me, you know, whatever, if you don't know Greek, if you don't grab it. Okay? And this is very important, okay? Because the word Tzrana is found a few times in the Sheresh. So on one hand, it looks like the mirror image of the 11th Sheresh, but the 11th Sheresh, we're clearly talking about Amar, or Mama, which is Alma, whatever, Mama, whatever you want, Alma, which is a clear Tzivui Muchlot. And here, we're talking about a Hiro. And in the 11th Shosh, we're talking about a Mitzvah, okay? And here, the word mitzvah is not mentioned. He's just talking about a maisa and about minyan mitzvahs. Okay? Continue, okay? V'achrekein yaschil hakosuv levayir echus ha-maisa. It's like a story. The Torah has hirah and then tells you how you do it? V'yevayir Hashem shezochal, v'yoyme al mahu kelo. What does it include? Im kein, ein roi shenimne. Now here's very interesting. Called sivui, okay. See here, in the original Arabic, it's amal. See here, it means a tzivui muchot. So it's like back and forth and in and out. What happened? In Roy, you know, and Mr. Shem, we're going to find rhyme and reason in this. But a priori, it looks very odd, called tzivui. But if you have the all the translations, you don't see the problem in it. There's nothing to deal with, okay? Shebo b'yisei habeyo, ain't called tzivui, shebo b'yisei habeyo, this explanation of what's the klal ha'maisa, mitzvah v'ni'atzmai. And he gives an example. K'moish omru, v'yosli mikdosh, shezeh mitzvah se'achas m'kol ha'mitzvahs. And then he has a bayra muzga, V'achkach, I'm just skipping a few lines. V'achkach bo l'taye chaloko. V'eich yeyose. Taye chaloko. V'eich yeyose. V'ein roishim nekol ma she'oma boi v'yosiso. V'yosiso, v'yosiso. Or v'yosu, v'asu, okay? Mitzvah v'nei atzmo. And this is really not important to him. Okay, the important thing is using this as a springboard to say the next thing. Whatever you want, klal ha'maisa, ha'matueres b'chol minu min mimini ha'kobonis. V'amoshu b'zeh o'ilo. Hine anachten stavinu shentie mleches oilo kach vihi shetishochet oilo v'tuvshat v'tenutach v'yizorg domo al toya kach v'yikorev chelbo v'yakach yisorev kol besoro. That's the atolo of the Evorim agav mizbeach. Im shir kach misoil is bulo b'shemen v'shir kach miayin v'em lesochin v'shir oilo l'koan the whole thing together. He mitzvahs asei achas. Vihi teiras ha'olah. Ki kamo זוי סמוך המעשה, חיב התאיו שתעשה כל אוילו. כמו כן חטוס, נעיז גנב אושום, אין זה וחשלומים. And also we'll have menochus afterwards. Okay? See here? It's an amazing thing. We have no clue where this comes from. Because he can count Dakovas Atmidim, all the different oilers, which are chayv to Yimakav, the separate mitzvahs. But he's counting something new called Teyus Oiler, or Maise Oiler, or Seder, whatever, okay? And Chatos. Okay? And here you have the interesting thing. Here you have the interesting thing. That here the issue of Shrana is very important. And then we'll pick this up and we'll see, because the beginning of the parasha, we'll explain this with Shemor next week. It says, V'im Ulla Korbonoi. It doesn't tell you anything about anything. And then it goes by listening. There's a, you should do Shchita, and you do Azika, and all the Avoitas, okay? So this Im Ulla Korbonoi, or what says in Parshas Chata, in Parshas Zav, V'zis Teres Achatos, and then it lists various things about the Korban Chatos, okay? So that becomes a mitzvah. Or v'zeis teres asho. V'zeis teres zevach hashlomim. It's an amazing thing. There's no tzivui. No tzivui whatsoever. There's only a law. And this is what he's referring to in the beginning of the Shemesh. And we'll talk about this much more, but it's logically the opposite. Because what we did in Cherish Yud Aleph, we created Yesh Me'ayin from disparate Sivuyim, a Tzivu Akilo, and it's very clear that it's Aman, it's a Tzivuy, for Heke Mitzera. Or for Tyrus HaMetzera. And here, from the disparate Sivuyim, we wouldn't do anything. And all we end up doing is use this Hayra to tie the Chalokim together. And you see, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, each one very clearly. Each one very clearly. And it says, it will introduce the mitzvah of Oila. It says, Zoi. It says that Im Oila Korbonoi. And then it says that it's explained the rest of it's in the parasha. And then it starts in the next one. Im Zoi's Teres Achatos. Zoi's Teres Achatos. And Zeis Teres Asha, and Zeis Teres Zerach Hashlomim. Zeis Teres Amincha. Okay. This is amazing. So the question is, what the two things, a priori, they look like the mirror image of one or the other, but they seem to be very different. And the question is, what's going on here? What's the Ram trying to do? Okay, that's Locha.